Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich. You can call me Ronnie. And today is Saturday, May 9th. And I'm doing for you sacred geometry readings using Francine Hart's Oracle deck, as well as my own intuition. So I'm excited to be back on Saturday. I've been doing my shows on Thursday, but the angels clearly guided me to come back to Saturday. So I hope that I can get to as many callers as possible. And you also are going to notice a change in the audio quality. I'm using a different mic today. So I apologize in advance if the audio cuts out because I'm still new to this microphone. So I'm still getting used to how to use all the features, but the sound quality should be much better than my previous shows. So thank you for joining me today. If you don't know anything about myself, I am an angel intuitive, a certified angel card reader. I'm a Reiki practitioner. Teacher, healer, jack of all trades, you name it. And I do these shows every week to bring blessings and guidance to anyone that calls in or anyone that listens. If you listen to the show on playback, there's always a message for you as well. So if I can't get to your call today, be aware that there's always a message for everyone that listens to the show. So before I did the show, I actually was guided to go to Doreen Virtue's Life Purpose deck. And I shuffled the deck and I asked, okay, well, what message do we need for today? And it's interesting that the message that came out is crystals. The card says, your connection to crystals and gemstones is a channel for healing energy. So crystals are a wonderful way for you to heal yourself and others with the energies in a really easy way. And in particular, I'm guided to tell you to maybe work with amethyst. Amethyst is a great way to open up your third eye chakra and your crown chakra to help you to connect with your higher self and your psychic senses. You can also use quartz crystal. If you've never used crystals before, quartz is an easy crystal to work with. You can listen to my podcast on crystals. It'll tell you how to work with them a little bit more in detail, what the different properties of the crystals are, and how you can find one that works with you. So I have a lot of crystals around me right now. In fact, I'm holding a amethyst dodecahedron, which is perfect for our sacred geometry show. A dodecahedron is a 12-sided, regular platonic solid, and all the faces are pentagons. And it represents the ether or the connection to spirit and your higher self. So I'm using this as a guide to help us to connect with the sacred geometry, as well as Archangel Raziel. So I've called Archangel Raziel to work with us today, and Archangel Raziel is the archangel that's connected to the secrets and the mysteries of the universe. So you can call upon Raziel if you'd like to learn more about sacred geometry or understand some of the deeper esoteric mysteries of the universe, such as quantum physics or how the universe works. And you'll know that he's there when you see a rainbow aura around you, or in the corner of your eye, you'll get this rainbow colors, and he'll be present near you. So I've called Raziel. I've got the switchboard. We're going to get to the calls. And the way I'll distinguish your call is I will say your area code, and you'll know that you're on the air. So I'm going to get to my first call right away. And this person's calling from area code 863. Hello?
Hi. My name is Julia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for calling in today. How can I help you?
Well, I don't think that I've ever had sacred geometry reading, so that sounded intriguing. So I thought I would call. Do you need a specific question or focus area?
You can, or you can just ask for a general reading, and the angels will give that as well. It's up to you.
Okay. Trying to find my niche as far as a career field. Mm-hmm. It's kind of my focus right now. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what direction to go in. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should go sometime.
You know. Well, I have the sacred geometry cards, and what I'll do is I will draw. They're telling me three cards from that, but they also want me to work with Doreen Virtue's Life Purpose deck, and that's a reason why I had that deck out. That deck really has insights into working with career and life purpose along those lines. So let's start off with using the sacred geometry cards. How's the sound quality? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a new mic, so I'm still trying to get used to this new mic. Previously, I was calling in with the telephone. Such a different quality. This is way more higher quality. So I'm excited about that. Okay, so I'm shuffling the sacred geometry cards. The first card that comes out for you is DNA. And this is not just true for you, but for everybody right now. We're all going through the process of ascension. And ascension is where we leave behind what no longer serves us. And as we do that, our DNA is changing. And a lot of the things that that we thought we have mastered continually to creep up. And it's like the universe keeps bringing us these situations and people so that we can heal it and move forward. And that might be what's happening to you right now. The card is DNA, and it shows double-stranded, the double helix that we're used to. And the card represents evolution, really, is what the card is about. So evolving and moving into your true higher self. And I do sense that you like to be near the water a lot. Like I see like mermaid energy around you, or that kind of water. Yeah. So maybe like an environmental career could be good. Like, you know, working with healing the ocean and the ocean's animals and along those lines. That's just the first thing that pops into my mind, even before I get to the cards. But I'm seeing you like going way out in the water. Like do you go out on the water a lot? Like I see you like way out in the ocean, like going like on a cruise or way out there in the ocean somewhere.
No, I haven't. But
okay.
Coming up, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, I'm not sure why I'm seeing that. It could be a past life, but water typically too is about emotions, and. You know, and water can be very deep, like our soul. So it might be just showing me to remind you to dive deeper into what your soul's passions really are, and to release all that no longer serves you. That's what the DNA card's about. So I'm going to keep going. They say three cards, so they should all tie together. Miraculously, they do. So it's one of the amazing things about these cards. Okay, so let's get to the next card, Sacred Geometry. Okay, so your next card is the icosahedron. And the icosahedron is one of the platonic solids. And this one's the 20-sided, and they're all equilateral triangles. And typically, this represents balance. But the card itself represents perspective. And choosing this card says that what you're inquiring about has been on your mind for a long time. You've been really thinking about, well, what is this life purpose that I'm here to do? And you ruminate the question, but it goes around and around in your mind going nowhere. And it seems like you get stuck. So the card suggests that it's time to look for a new perspective. And particularly from the female aspect of yourself. So we have the male aspect within everyone. And the male is that forward going, like driven aspect, intellectual. Feminine is the receptive, the intuitive, and the receiving part of it. And that's kind of why maybe I was seeing the water. So the card's asking you to connect with that feminine side, that intuition and opening. Now, have you worked with Archangel Michael?
He's the one I call on for protection and strength.
Okay.
But I haven't been calling on him as much as I probably should be. But yeah.
Yeah, because, well, Archangel Michael... Yeah, well, Archangel Michael knows our life purpose. Archangel Michael is the archangel to call upon to give you clarity and to really help you, to tell you what steps to take so that you can move forward on your life purpose. And I work with Archangel Michael all the time, and you'll know that he's there because you'll feel very strong and supported. And sometimes people feel very hot, like hot flashes. And he carries the sword of light, and the sword of light can cut through the ego, because the ego oftentimes will tell us we can't do it. You know, we'll be stuck and we start to go down a dark spiral. And that's when we need to call upon Archangel Michael to lift us up so that we don't continue to go down and berate ourselves. And you're not the only one that's going through this right now. All of us, I believe, especially my listeners, are wanting to know, well, what is it that I'm here to do? What is it that my life purpose is about? So this card suggesting that continue to release your old patterns and work with that intuitive side by calling upon Archangel Michael. So we're going to go one more with the sacred geometry, and then we're going to go to life purpose. Okay, so let me see what other card wants to come through for you. Okay, Julia. Okay, the other card that comes forth, now this is interesting. This is one of the platonic solids also. This is the octahedron, which is eight-sided, and third as well. And also representing balance in a sense, but the card itself, if I'm looking at what the card represents, it represents your inner child and finding the child within you. So you're being asked to connect with play and being free, because when we're a child, we don't have any worries or any cares really, and the universe supports us and we feel that. But as we become older and become adult, we get responsibilities, we start to lose that sense of play and wonder. And this card is asking you to go back and connect with that part of you that plays and is free. And that'll open you up to hear the guidance of the angels a little bit more. So that's what that card is suggesting. So that's a sacred geometry. Now we're going to get to the life purpose deck and we'll see what comes up with there. So my question I'm going to ask Archangel Michael for you is what message he would like to give you to help you move forward on your life purpose. Okay, that's my question. And I'm going to shuffle the deck thinking of this question. Now, I also see that you work with Archangel Raphael as well, too, which tells me that you have healing capabilities, because Raphael is definitely there. Have you thought about going in the medical field or something along those lines?
Because I'm going to be like 54, I feel like it's kind of late in life to, mm-hmm. pursue, like going to nursing school or something like that. So I don't really know how that would,
okay.
Okay.
Well, you have to remember that whatever you decide is what will manifest itself. So if you're telling yourself that you can't do it, that you're too old, that's your ego talking. That's not your spirit talking. That's your ego. Okay. So there's one thing to use your brain, and you're right. You want to think realistically about it. But if you shut yourself off before it's even created, then you're blocking yourself from creating what it is that you desire. Okay. So my advice for you right now is to go near the water and really ask Archangel Michael, what action steps would you like me to take to move forward on my life purpose? And you might even be hearing it right now. And the card that comes forth as I shuffle is to trust. It's what it says. It says to trust your feelings and dreams, because you've already been given flashes and you've already been given insights, but there's a part of you that's afraid of that. Now, they're also telling me to tell you to work with the fairies, because the fairies are expert manifestors that will help you to manifest your dreams into play. But you're being called to trust. And there's another card that comes along with it. And this card says, speaker. It says, your life purpose involves skills of oration, of speaking to people, or speaking your truth. So these are the cards that jump forward. However, my intuitive message was telling me to tell you to go near the water, that you have natural healing ability. I feel like for you, it's like releasing the negative self-talk that you have, because that's the ego. And there's nothing stopping you from doing what it is that you want to do. So what I want to do is really ask Archangel Michael to be close to you right now and to cut any cords of fear that might be blocking you from your divine life purpose, and to remove the effects of ego and fear, and to give you clarity right now to help you to move forward so that you can see what it is that you need to go. And pay attention to what's coming through. I really do see the water and the dolphins around you. I think this might be past life, maybe Atlantis or something. But it's really interesting, because that was the first thing I saw when I talked to you, was the water.
Yeah, that's one of my things. I just moved to Florida, and I'm trying to decide which side I want to live on, if I want to live on the East Coast by the Atlantic side, or if I want to live on the West Coast on the Gulf side. But I know I definitely want to be closer to water. Do you get a sense of which, because I keep going back and forth, it's like I'm sort of leaning a little more toward the Gulf side just because it's a little bit more mellow over there. But it's just, that's definitely, I want to be near water. Something about water is very tranquil and peaceful. It's like a soul balm, you know, you just.
I think it's a past life thing. I think it really is. I think you worked with the water before in a past life, and it really connects you with your higher self. And in particularly the dolphins, you can call upon the dolphin energy too. The animals of the dolphins will, their spirits will come and help you to play. Like the card came up to play, but also will help you to figure out a little bit more about who you are. I got to say, when I heard you talking about moving to the Gulf side, my intuition was telling me like that would feel more calm for you, but really, either side you decide to choose, it doesn't, to me, I don't get a feeling either way as if it would be good or bad. It's really just making a choice and going with it and trusting your own intuition is what feels right. But I don't get a strong feeling either way, like if it would be, you know, better or, but it's really just make a choice is what I'm feeling. That's what my intuition is saying.
So
let's sum it up. So you're being guided to go near the water, ask Archangel Michael for help. Trust was the big message for you, to trust that you are being guided, that you are hearing the messages, that it's okay. Sometimes you're going to feel afraid and you don't know where to go, but the angels are always there. Just trust that they're there and let them lift you up and show you the way. And that's the messages that have coming through for you today.
Awesome. Wow. Well, thank you so much. This was wonderful.
You're welcome.
First time calling your show, so this is really great.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Julia, for calling in. And I want to wish you a wonderful weekend. And if you want to check me out on Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and keep me posted as far as like how it's going for you, or if you need any more assistance, I'd be happy to help you on that.
All right, wonderful. All right, I wrote it down, Ascension Magic. Awesome.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
And you have all right, you're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye. All right. So I'm going to get to my next call. My next caller is calling from area code 661. And
hi.
Hello, you are on the air. Hi.
Hi. I'd actually like, I don't want to sort of lead you. Can you just give me a general reading and we'll see where it
Absolutely.
Goes?
Okay. Absolutely. Cool. Can you give me your name?
Sue.
I like that name, Sue. I used to have a manager. Her name was Sue, and she was the sweetest lady. And every time I hear that name, I think of her. So it's funny how names remind us of certain people, especially if there's like a person you didn't like. You know, every time you hear that name, you think of that person you didn't like. It's like that's kind of a bad thing, but I'm sure that happens to many people. So, Sue, I'm going to do a sacred geometry reading. I'm going to draw, they say, two cards, and we'll see what message comes forth. Okay, so this is the first card. And the card says offering, and if you could see the card, it's got this beautiful flower of life pattern around it, and it's rainbows, beautiful rainbows. And it's a woman who has her hand to her heart as if to say the heart is the center of all things. The heart is the center. And our heart chakras, and particularly your heart chakra, I feel has been healing tremendously. And you're trying very hard to be at the center of yourself, despite the chaos that's moving around you. And that's what's happening to our world right now. We're trying to stay calm. There's all these things happening in the news and in our lives, and trying to remain centered. And that's what my intuition is saying. It's also telling me that the colors represent the different chakras. So do you work with opening your chakras? Do you know about the chakras?
Yeah. Well, I know about the chakras. But I don't work.
Do you? Okay. So it's telling me to tell you to work with your chakras, particularly your root chakra, which is the red at the base of the spine, and as well as the sacral chakra, like the lower chakras. Well, because that's where our safety and security comes from, and our power. And sometimes many of us are afraid to to take that leap of faith or to reclaim our power. So working with those lower chakras, and particularly like a carnelian crystal could work for you, or a malachite, any type of crystal that would work with those lower chakras would help you. And really, I feel like there's a need for you to ground a little bit, to really ground and release some of the things. You can connect with the trees. If you go outside and put your back against a tree, the tree will just soak up all the negative energy and it'll help you to ground deep into the ground. And it'll kind of help you to let go of some of the things that are stuck in your body. Because even though sometimes in our minds we think we've let stuff go, our body still stores the pain. So grounding is a way to really just release some of the fears that you might be holding on to, and to help you to move forward. Now, as I look in the guidebook for this card, the card represents from the author of the book, creative development. And it says it's a good time to be creative, creative in art or writing, or to bring forth your dreams and inspiration. And that also has to do with those lower chakras, that the sacral chakra, the orange chakra, that's all about creativity and being creative and finding what it is that makes you passionate. I can see you drawing. Are you an artist?
No, I'm a writer.
A writer, okay. Because I was seeing drawing. Maybe that's a way for you to access the other side of your brain. I think that's what it's being called to do, because sometimes we get stuck on one side of our brain, especially if we write as a writer. You know, we use oftentimes the analytical side of our brain. But if you can open up to other creative outlets, your writing can change because you're using both sides of your brain, and it's like you're channeling the divine through you. You can also work with Archangel Gabriel. Do you call upon Archangel Gabriel at all?
I haven't lately.
Okay. Well, Archangel Gabriel, if you know the Bible, he's, or she, depends on which you would prefer, is the communicator. It's the angel that has always communicated messages of spirit. And as a writer, you're a communicator. So if you find that you have writer's block, or if you feel stuck, you can call upon Gabriel to come there and give you insights and to help you clearly communicate any messages. Does that make sense?
Sort of, yeah. I know I'm a communicator. That's not really a big question for me. I think I was just sort of looking at sort of where things are going in the next little while. Is there anything that way?
You're looking for what to expect in the future?
Yeah, I mean, something must be hanging over me now.
Okay. I drew one more card from the Sacred Geometry. I'm still working with this deck. And that card that came up is Divine Doorway. And it's a beautiful card. And the card has lilies on there. And it's the Divine Feminine, like working with your Divine Feminine. And the card's asking you to pay attention to any messages you may have been receiving, no matter how cryptic or obscure they may have seemed to you, and write them down and continue to observe how you feel in your physical, emotional, and your mental state. So the card is about opening a doorway to your higher self and the dreams that are connected. I feel intuitively that there's a part of you that's like afraid to let go. And I'm not sure exactly what that is or where that's coming from. But the message that I'm hearing is that it's safe for you to be powerful. It's safe for you to follow your dreams and to move forward with whatever it is that you're looking to do. That's what my intuition is telling me. Now, they want me to work with another deck of cards. I have the Healing with the Fairies deck. So, from Doreen Virtue. I use a lot of her decks, and they want me to work with this card. Okay. These decks, and I'm going to shuffle and get some more insight. And what I'm going to do for you, we'll do three cards. We'll do a month at a time. This is the month of May. We'll do June and July, because that's kind of what you're asking about. Like, what can you expect coming up, like May, June, July? So we'll do May first and see what the fairies have to say. Okay. So let's start off with May. Mm-hmm. This one wants to come forth. And the message for May for you is parenting and children. Parenting and children. And it's ironic since tomorrow is Mother's Day. And I don't know if you are a mother. I'm sure you have a mother. Of course, everybody has a mother. But the message is about any type of parenting and children issues. It could be that you're going to have some positive changes coming in that arena. It could mean that a family member is having a child. It could mean that, you know, that you have your children. Do you have any children?
No.
Okay. The card also can suggest going within into your own inner child and working with any issues that you might have to your parents and the way that they may have raised you. And I feel intuitively that you have done some work there and a lot of forgiveness, but there's still some lingering things I feel maybe in your solar plexus area. So what I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to be there with you to remove any cords of fear that might be blocking you. And I'm also asking Raphael with this beautiful emerald green energy to help heal you and guide you. Beautiful. And it's lifting you up. Beautiful. And I see your solar plexus now opening like this yellow, bright sun. It's bright and open and released. So it's beautiful, amazing. So that's May. Now we're going to get to June. Okay, so the next month is June. So each card is going to represent a month. Oh, this one's jumping right out. Okay, so for June, the message for you is to look inside yourself. And it shows a fairy that she's stuck in a spider web. And she can easily get out of the spider web if she wants to. In order to do that, she's going to have to find a solution, look inside herself, or she can feel stuck. So the card suggesting that you might have some, I feel intuitively that in June, there's going to be some decisions that you need to make. And in order to make the correct decision, you need to look inside yourself to find out what it is. In particular, Archangel Raphael is going to help you. I feel like Raphael is going to be there. I'm seeing this emerald green, beautiful emerald green energy. And I feel like it's like you're walking up a staircase, okay? And these decisions that you're making are really like giant leaps. Like you're walking up like huge stairs, like a new direction that's really going to make you feel more powerful and safe and coming into your power. And I see Raphael really strongly there, which tells me that's healing issues. Like either you're a healer, like an energy healer or some type of in the healing profession, or this is a major healing for you. But I see Raphael and I see you really working with him. The emerald green is like intense in my mind is what I'm feeling. And this work that you're doing now, whatever this parenting issue is going to help you to move forward and to take those leaps as you walk up those steps. So it feels good. It feels like it's going in a good direction. Now I want to go one more card because we have to get to, this was May, June, July. We have to get to July. So let's do July and see what the energy suggests for July. Okay. So they're also telling me to tell you as I shuffle to drink lots of water. There might be some times where you have maybe been dehydrated a little bit. I'm not sure exactly. What's that?
I don't drink much water.
Ah, so that will help to flush out toxins in your body and to help you be more clear and grounded. And if you put lemon water, like if you take a lemon wedge and put lemon is a great way to alkalinize your body, because oftentimes we can get acidic in our insides, and drinking lemon water will neutralize the acid and it'll help you to feel better. So that's just a message. They wanted me to tell you that. Okay. They're also telling me to tell you to go outside more, to go out with nature in the trees and be barefoot on the ground so that you can ground and connect grounding again. The card that comes up for July is to make music. And it could mean, you know, you actually making music yourself, but in particular, it's like the music of your soul, like what you're passionate about. and being in a place where you're so joyful and in a higher vibration that it is like music to the universe. It is like this beautiful symphony of working with the angels, because you're hearing the angels. I sense that you're hearing them. You're just not always following the guidance that you're being given. And that's probably why you're being called, guided to call in, because I feel like that's something that we all struggle with. And I've been struggling with that too. You know, they're telling, the angels always tell me, try to be vegetarian if you can. And I don't always listen to that. And what happens is that I don't always feel so good. And it's hard because you want to blame yourself, like, oh, I should have known better. But I don't listen as much as I should. And that's the message for you, is to follow your guidance, because you are being shown. Okay. It's opening up, trusting. And in July, I feel that passion coming forth, that living your dream, whatever that is, that you're, whatever direction you're moving in, like take the steps that you're being guided to take, because that is where the true magic is going to happen. So that's May, June, July. So it's very positive. It's very positive. Now I got to give you one more card, because they're telling me to go to Archangel Raphael, who I saw like intense in my mind. And he wants to give you a message too, in addition to the drinking water. So let's see what Raphael wants to tell you through these cards here. Okay. As I'm shuffling, I'm hearing there is no wrong way. There is no wrong answer. So whatever it is that you choose or decide, if you're choosing from your heart and your soul, then you cannot make a wrong choice. There is no judgment. There is no right or wrong. It's just whatever we intuit, whatever we inside judge, we're the ones that are making the judgment. So it's time for you to leave behind the judgment and the fear and to move forward with what makes you happy. And the card that comes from Raphael, okay, you ready for this? It says, yeah. Fresh air. So like I said, go outside more, get some fresh air and just be outside. I feel like you really need to be outside more and let the sunlight hit your skin for a little bit, you know, 5 to 10 minutes per day. You know, go for walks. If you have pets, take your pets for walks. If you have a dog or a cat or something, well, probably just a dog, you would take a dog for a walk, but you know, just go outside and connect. And that'll help you to connect with the angels more too. That'll help you to hear the messages you're being given. Okay.
Yeah,
so I know there was a lot that came. Yeah, there was a lot that came through. it's kind of like whatever comes forth is what I say. So I want to sum up. You're being guided to work with your chakras, to balance your chakras, okay? There's some crystals you can use that'll help you with that. Like I said, a carnelian or malachite. There are positive things happening on the horizon as we go forward. So work
any
with Archangel.
When they said that there's no bad decision, mm-hmm. But it's a little bit gray, the area.
Okay.
In what way are they talking about in June?
Well, what I'm feeling is like whatever you decide for your future. Like if you're torn between two choices and you feel like, you know, one might be the perfect choice and one might not be the perfect choice. It's like there is no perfect choice. There's the choice that you choose and there's a choice that you don't choose. It's cause and effect. But if you choose the one that brings you the most joy, the most happiness, then everything will fall into place. Like that's what I was feeling guided. Because I feel like, remember we said in June, there's going to be some decisions to make?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah, I'm just, is this to do with love, work, living? What is this?
You know, I'm not quite, I can ask for you. I didn't quite get it. I just felt that you would be getting some, I felt that you'd be given some decisions. You'd have to make some decisions.
It could be, but I'm just wondering what you pick up.
Well, let's ask for clarity. Let's see what message wants to come forth. Well, there's a card that jumps out. It says, expect a miracle. And this has to do with, it could be do with anything, but this card is usually health issues or health things. Maybe you're making decisions to be more, exercise more or to start up a new health plan or eat healthy or something along those lines. This card usually has to do with health issues. But for me, like, it's just the message speaks for itself. Expect a miracle. The words speak for themselves. So no matter what it is that you're faced with, I mean, we're faced with decisions all the time, but you'll know because it'll be a major decision. Go within listen to your inner voice.
Major decisions are usually job changes or something. That's the major decisions.
Okay.
Something big that way.
I'm not getting clear like on what that is, but it's like for me, like whatever comes through is what comes through. We all are different channels of the divine. So maybe it's up to you to ask your own angels what it is that you can expect.
How do you get mm-hmm. messages when you're getting something clear?
Everybody's different. My primary sources of information, I'm what's called claircognizant, which means that I just know things, like it pops in my head. And I'm also clairsentient, which means that I feel things. Those are my primary ways. But I do have a little bit of clairvoyance that's developing. And I mean, we all have all psychic abilities. We all do. It's just that certain ones are like primary to each person. And there's a great book that talks about that. There's a book called The Lightworker's Way by Doreen Virtue. And she has like little quizzes you can take to figure out like, well, which one are you primary? And I just know for me personally, like I just know things. It just popped into my head. And I feel things, like I'm very sensitive. So if someone's feeling pain, like I feel it. I'm very empathic. So that's primarily how they communicate. And the secret is to just to say it as it comes to you, you know, and try not to analyze it as much. Like I oftentimes, like I'll get a message and I have to say it. And I speak very fast and it just comes right into my head. But that's how I operate. But everyone's different. Some people see very clearly, like, you know, they get clear messages, and that would be clairvoyance. It just depends on the person. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know an angel reader who's quite extraordinary. And,
awesome.
Yeah, she's quite a clear channel. It's just amazing.
Very cool.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sue. So I want to send you lots of blessings, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. So I'm going to get to my next caller. My next caller is calling from 617. Let's get you on the air. This is going to work here. Hello?
Hello, Ron. It's Bridget.
Hi. Oh, hey, Bridget.
Hey.
How are you doing? How's the sound quality? Is it much better with this mic?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yay. I'm so happy.
Great.
Okay, good. So how can I help you today?
Well, I never had a sacred geometry reading.
Okay.
But I'm interested in that. I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay. So they're telling me four cards is what I'm hearing. And I'm going to go east to west. That's what they're telling me, like a diamond shape. East to west and then north to south. So it's like a diamond shape. And that's what they're telling me. So I'm going to shuffle and we're going to start with the east card, which comes up as dancing prayer is what it says. And it's a dancing prayer.
Dancing prayer.
And this card is like about passion. It's like got this fiery red colors, and the fire's burning up through the person, coming out through the crown. And all in the background, there's these beautiful flowers. So it's all about passion. So this relationship obviously brings you passion. There's a lot of passion in your relationship, and it's helping you to develop your own passions, like what you feel passionate about. So it also represents like the raising of Kundalini, like the raising of that energy that you have when you connect, you know, sexually or even not sexually. It could just be opening up your chakras, and it's just opening up the passion through love, raising the Kundalini. And that relationship is really, it's a root of your relationship is kind of what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the east card. Let's go to the west card. The west card is going to be the opposing of this. So the west card comes up. It's Himalayan passage is the card. And it shows like mountains that are raising up to the sky. And the card's about rebirth and being reborn anew. And I'm trying to, the card was also in the reverse position. So in contrast to the passion, actually, you know what? My insights are telling me that there's a past life thing going on here. This is exactly what I feel.
Okay.
some type of past life, and I see like the Himalayan area, like Tibet or something, that kind of area. Like there's something to do with that life that's coming forth right now. And you can call upon that part of you to help raise up the passion. That's what my intuition is saying.
Okay.
But the card itself represents rebirth. And so it also relates to the passion. The passion of this relationship has refueled your desire. It has helped you to feel more safe, and it has helped you to just have a new sense of wonder and rebirth in your life, which is great. It's beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to give you the next card, and actually I'm going to go south first. And south is usually the hidden mysteries or the things that are hidden. And this card comes up, and it's come up today already. It's the icosahedron. And the icosahedron is the 20-sided, they're all equilateral triangles. And this 20-sided, it's like the 20-sided die from Dungeons and Dragons. Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. But that card's about perspective. And it's really about going within to the divine feminine that you are. So again, the relationship has really rekindled that deep part of you, that deep feminine aspect of you, the deep intuitive part of you, particularly the mermaid part, because I know that you connect with the mermaid. It's helped you to connect with that. And it's all related to the first card. It's all related to the passion.
Yeah.
As everything that you're doing in this relationship is bringing you passion, is what I feel. So it's all related. Okay, now I'm going to get to the last card, which is the North. And to me, this represents like where it could be going, like the North Star. Okay, so this is what I'm going to see what comes forth. The North. Nope, this one. Okay, that one that comes up is a symbol that I'm not super familiar with. It's called the Chakana. Have you heard of that symbol before?
No. What does it look like?
It's called the Chakana. Chakana. And the Chakana is a square cross of the Andean people from South America. And it's directly related to the Southern Cross, which is in the night sky. It's interesting, as I was talking, remember I said this card will be like the North Star in the sky?
Yeah.
So this card's reminding you to acknowledge where you are at this moment in time and to visualize the past, present, and future as one, because everything's in a constant state of change. And to celebrate the progress that you've made, and to help you to reconnect with that, that's just really to celebrate the progress you've been making, and on yourself, because you've done a lot of inner work, and
yeah.
And as you look at where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, it's all like one interconnected mesh. Like time really is an illusion. And that's kind of what that card's saying. And you can choose what you want your divine future to be like. Where do you want to go next? You can choose, you can create. But so often we focus on what we don't want instead of what we do want. So it's telling you to keep focusing on what you do want, to keep and keep forgiving yourself, because you can be hard on yourself, and to know that you're doing the best that you can with every situation. And the angels love you so much, and there's so much support with you right now. And you're continuing. I think the last time I talked to you too, I told you you're continuing to move forward more than you ever have before. And they're validating that. They are validating that. And they're telling you to keep doing this work, keep moving forward. And that's what's coming through. So passion, really, this relationship's all about passion. There's some past life issues, and you've made a lot of progress, and keep making that progress. It's important though too, I'm getting intuitively, that your partner validates who you are, because I'm not saying he doesn't, but it's important that you feel validated, I feel.
Yeah.
So maybe it needs to be communicated to him that's something that's important to you, that it's important for you to feel validated and to feel supported. So that communication is open, and that'll clear some blocks that might be there if he's aware of that fact.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It's hard for me to communicate, I mean,
yeah,
what I need, because I fear, you know, I don't want to, like, rock the boat or whatever by speaking up about what I need. So that's still a hard thing for me to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's your ego talking. Okay.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's not your spirit talking. That's not your soul talking. Your angels want you to communicate. They want you to feel powerful. They want you to know, because this is past life too. Because there's been a lot of times where you've had to keep quiet, where you've had to hide yourself. And it's time now to really speak up and to do it with love. As long as you ask the angels to help you and you do it from a place of love, then there's nothing to fear. Okay. But if you really want to feel supported and loved, then you need to communicate that so that, that he's aware of that fact in a loving way. You know, you don't need to be, you know, quote unquote bitchy about it. Cause I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think that's people's fears is that, well, if I say something, I'm going to be like, you know, this mean spirited bitch or something, you know? And it's like, no, you don't have to be like that. You just communicate with love and with passion and know that if this person really loves you and supports you, then they value what you have to say, right? And if they don't value what you have to say, then there's no point in being with someone like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't support, right? They don't support you. So that's what I'm feeling. So.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, just, you know, like I said, just open up and speak, but do it, speak your truth. Speak it loudly, but do it with love. Just come from a place of love and honesty. And don't be afraid. And if you feel fearful, call upon the angels, particularly Archangel Michael, to give you that strength and support. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Sound good?
Yeah.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in the show. I love talking to you.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
All right. So I'm going to get to my next caller who's calling from area code 916. Hello, 916. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I talked
to you Nancy.
Maybe several months ago, and I really
I remember talking to you. How have things been going for you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Still on my spiritual journey, trying to remember and and connect and everything, so.
Yay. So how can I help you today?
Maybe a sacred geometry, because I'm kind of attracted to it.
I know. Well, sacred geometry, I think it's going to be what helps us all to connect with both sides of our brain, the analytical side and the creative side, like to use both together. And it's really about bringing like and returning the magic into the physical world that we're in, because there's all these hidden forces and things. Like, you know, there's unicorns and there's angels and leprechauns and fairies. And the sacred geometry is going to open up our brains more so that we can accept the magic and return it to our earth plane so that we can celebrate the magic and live magical lives. And that's why I think sacred geometry is so important. Not just to mention, though, it'll help us to explain the universe more so we can have things like free energy and time travel and all these really cool and interesting things from a place of love, because sometimes the technology doesn't always use love and compassion. It's all about profit or about war, you know, but the sacred geometry is coming from a place of divine love. And I think that's why many of us are attracted to it. And that's just my intuition, what that says. So I got the sacred geometry deck here and I'm going to draw three cards for you. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll see what comes forth. So let's connect with your higher self. Shuffling. Okay, so the first card that comes out for you is the octagon. The octagon, and of course we all know what an octagon looks like, you know, eight-sided figure, but the card itself has to do with nourishment and the mother goddess of ourself. And it's interesting, again, since Mother's Day is tomorrow, but the octagon has eight sides. And it's governed by the mother goddess, which is the phases of the moon and intuition, anything that has to do with the divine feminine is really what it's about. And what's interesting, and I'm reading this from the guidebook, it says 8 multiplied by 8 is 64. There are 64 known codons in DNA, 64 hexagrams in the I Ching, and 64 squares on the chessboard. And interestingly enough, 64 cards in this oracle deck that I'm using. So that's all related to the number 8. 8, of course, if you put it on its side, is infinity. So it's the divine infinite of all that is, and the connection to all that is, right? So it says, choosing this card suggests that you will find nourishment in your life, and that you should feel the sense of rebirth that you might be feeling at this moment, as the Mother Earth is rising up through you and connecting you with that divine self. We just had the full moon, so I feel like that moon was powerful for you. It really it might have been intense for you. I feel like it was like beating down. I think all of us felt that. It was really bringing things to the surface, and right. It was like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling. Purging. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like I was seeing too, like you doing like rituals or something, or like paganistic kind of rituals connecting with that magic. But it's all about this card's all about the number 8 and infinity and the divine within you. So that's the first message that's coming forth. Now, the second card that came out, it says high tide. And it shows like spirals of waves that are coming up like on the ocean, but they're up against like a cliff on a mountainside. So it's, again, the spiral I feel relates to the infinity, because infinity spirals. So it's just moving through cycles is what you're doing. You're moving through cycles, and each time you do that, you're coming out stronger and you're coming out more fulfilled and more clear than you've ever been. And you've really been working with the angels a lot more too, is what I'm feeling. You've started to work with their energies. Raphael, Raziel's there with you, and Michael too. So the angels have been working with you a lot more than in the past. And as I look through the guidebook, this card represents dynamic action, or taking action. So the first card was about the divine feminine, opening up your intuition. And this card is about taking action and paying attention to the forces that are in your life. So you're asked to become aware of all the forces in your life. It says you're not powerless. It says you don't have to wait for the winds of fate to blow you to the next phase. Learn to utilize the spiral vortices and the volcanic eruptions that are a part of your emotions. So sometimes when we go through these cycles, we can feel very intense. And it's saying that learn to harness the power of that time, because these cycles happen a lot. And like a volcano erupting, you can take that power and let it propel you into a new era, which is something that you do, but maybe not consciously. So maybe this is saying that as you have these times where you go through these major transitions, use the power of that energy. You know, go within, and if it feels right, then it is going to be right. If it doesn't feel right, then use your ability to avert disaster and don't take part in it. So it goes with the first card, because using your intuition, but also paying attention to those particular instances where you got those major shifts. Is this making sense so far?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Cause I just kind of just say what comes through my head. And I always have to stop and say, okay, hope this is making sense, because I just kind of go with it. Those are the two cards from Sacred Geometry that are coming forth. I want to go to another deck of cards with you. I kind of go with my intuition is saying, let's see, which deck of cards do I want to use for you? Let's use Archangel Raphael, because I've been working with Raphael a lot today, and this has to do with healing. So we're going to see what Raphael would like to tell you as far as like where you should go, give you some advice on next steps and healing. So let's ask. Okay, so Raphael coming forth, and the card is relationship. Perhaps relationship with yourself, relationship with a significant other, tomorrow's Mother's Day. I don't know if you have any children, maybe spending some time with them or spending time with your own mother. It's relationship. But I feel intuitively it's your relationship with yourself, your higher self in particular. Like listening to your divine guidance and the angels and the guides that are there and having a relationship with spirit and working with spirit. And it's interesting that that guidebook mentioned the I Ching because I'm hearing in my head the I Ching. Have you worked with the I Ching before?
Yes, a little bit of everything, you could say.
Okay, because I heard I Ching, so I don't know what that means. There might be some special relationship that you have with it. It might bring up a past life or a guide, but the angels are really working with you and they're trying to help you to connect with your spiritual self, your higher guides, because you are actually a communicator of spirit and you're starting to see that because you have all these different things that you're into. It's part of developing who you are so that you can share it with other people. Because I'm the same way. I'm into all these different things and it fascinates people. But that's part of my life purpose is to then share that with other people. And I feel like you're similar with that. In particular, I think we talked about before the fairies too, and all the stuff you've learned from the fairies that you're sharing with people, that you're not being afraid. You're like, hey, look at it. The fairies are there, you know, and you're opening up people to that. And that's part of who you are. I can't remember. Are you the one that has the fairy village or is that somebody else?
No, but you said I was very connected.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. It's coming forth again, but you're a communicator too. You're a communicator and all these things that you're learning right now are opening up pathways in your brain and allowing you to connect with your higher self because your higher self is into all those things. And I could see you really starting to have maybe workshops or, you know, other ways of sharing your information and knowledge with other people in a safe way because you're very loving and sweet and people love that energy. And that's needed is to have teachers who are compassionate and caring and the passion is what it is for you. You're so passionate. It's like, yes, oh, I Ching. Ooh, yes, this. You know, it's like a child, like in a candy store. That's great. That's because people are attracted to that wonder and that mystery. And I love that about you. And that's keep doing what you do because it's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, you've given me a lot of clarity because that's what I was saying, connecting everything, you know, a little bit of this and that, but kind of all goes together. Yes.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Like they're guiding you like on where you're going to go next. So keep taking action steps. Keep moving forward. I'm telling this to a lot of callers today, but drink lots of water. I think that's a message for many of us. Yeah, mm-hmm. For people listening need to hear that because there's some intense energy right now and the water will really to clear. And especially if we put lemon in it, the lemon will help to clear. So, Nancy, thank you so much for calling in, and it's a pleasure to talk to you again.
You too, Ron. You take care.
Yeah. Okay, job. So don't hesitate to call in again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, I will.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, so we have about a minute left on the show. If I did not get to your call, please know that there was a message for you, if you're listening. Anyone who listens, whether you listen live or on rebroadcast, it's my intention that there's always a message for you. And I want to say the angels are always communicating with you. It's just, are you open and hearing the messages you're getting? And if you feel stuck, you don't know which step to take, call upon Archangel Michael to give you courage and guidance to help you to know what action steps to take. Okay, so a message that came forth today too was drink lots of water. We've heard a lot about the divine feminine, going within our intuition, asking spirit for help. That was a common theme that came through today as well. Now, this month is the month of magic for me on my show. I'm going to have some great shows coming up for you. I'm not going to have a show tomorrow because it's Mother's Day. But next week, I will be doing unicorn readings. And I'm going to have a show about shamanism coming up. And I have a guest speaker who is an amazing shaman who will help us to tap into that magical part of us. I also will be at the San Francisco doing readings there for you. And you can find more information on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I want to wish you many blessings and know that all is well.